Okay, so Joy Pullman is writing about how she can't send her kids to a 4-H club summer camp where they spend a couple of nights at camp because they've tranny-mammied the whole darn thing up. And they wouldn't assure her that her daughter wouldn't wind up in a shower with a boy claiming to be transitioning naked. Given 4-H is National's commitment to the toxic diversity, equity, inclusion ideology, the fact is that my Christian kids now cannot equally access lots of their programming due to 4-H's choice to sexualize their activities. Was no surprise. But I still wanted to see in writing that in my red county, in my red state, or she's in Indiana, was indeed giving tax breaks and other government privileges to an organization that might room children overnight with troubled people of the opposite sex against their parents' will. And what was the answer that I got? Yes. That's Joy Pullman writing that. Everywhere we go, someone wants to talk dirty to my kids on the public dime. That's the subheading. It's not just places kids get naked. It's everywhere. I cannot take my children to the public library anymore, either because the shelves are so full of porn and hostile books that it's not a safe place for them. There, too, self-righteous LGBT activism has resulted in effectively banning my children from yet another public place and weaponizing my own tax dollars against my children's safety. By the by, I just have to make the point here. The LGBT crowd, the radicals, which is not nearly all of them, never intended to just be accepted so that laissez-faire could occur. So that they could just join polite society. That was never the intention. The demons that are all over these people and are influencing and their fallen natures as fallen sinners and then marinating in a stew of toxic pornography, they never intended that. Now that they're, by definition, in public now with no shame whatsoever, lusting after sexual relations with children, if you have an LGBT in your family, dude, they are paving the way for a very, very violent and painful revolution against them. I'm not threatening anything. I'm just saying, reading, looking at what they're doing. You're only, look, you she's in a red state, red county, but she's in the north. This starts making its way into the south. There are going to be good old boys who are going to go, ah, hell no. And there ain't going to be any questions asked. And there's going to be some butt whoopings. And it'll escalate from there. But maybe that's what they want. Don't ever forget that clip I played for you from the arch-lesbo-communist Masha Gessen. It was never about equality. It was always about destroying the institution of marriage. Marriage. And then by extension, you destroy the family. This is the Illuminati, Satan's, Freemasons' work. Sorry, if that makes me an Alex Joneser, then so be it, but that's what's happening.
I don't like them putting chemicals in the water that turn the freaking frogs gay. Do you understand that? Turn the freaking frogs gay. Crap gay. Frogs, freaking frogs.
All right. Joy Pullman. The shelves are and displays in our library are full of books telling my children less. I'm sorry, telling my children lies such as that men can become women and some boys have girl brains and gender is a social construct. I'm happy to have these conversations with my children when they are ready, but I know my six-year-old and he is not ready. I don't even know why you want to have the conversation. By the way, who would put this idea in someone's head? Miss Pullman, you're a good, good woman. You really are. Remove your children from these places. Just take them out. Don't allow those thoughts to creep in. Look, I made it all the way to 50-some-odd, now 60, and I still have yet to ask my mother about my gender identity. I don't know how I survived this long, but apparently it is possible. Now, quickly on this same subject here. Transgender woman is accused of abuse after revealing she's breastfeeding her wife's newborn, having taken hormones to stimulate milk production, as critics slam her for doing a sick experiment on an infant. Well, it is a sick experiment, and that deranged man, that's not a transgender woman. You know, the press is all in on this. That's not a girl. That is not a female. That's a male pretending to be a female. She was, he was doped up with, gosh, there's a whole list. I've been working with a lactation consultant. Now I see how the medical profession gets in on this. And goes like, oh, if you pay me, I'm saying I can help you build a booby.
No, you can pay me. I'll tell you in make-believe terms that you can milk yourself, but it's not going to happen. But just pay me.
And by the way, I no longer care anything for Robert Redford, but where's Robert Redford from the, what was the movie? I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me? What was the movie, Justin? Yes, it was. Robert De Niro. De Niro. De Niro. I have nipples, fucker. Can you milk me? What movie was that? I was screaming at the top of my lungs at the end of Barrett's show when we were reading this headline together, and I was going like, I don't have mammary. Meet the parents. I don't have mammary glands. I don't have them. They're not here. You can give me all the lactation therapy you want. I don't have the gland. And by the way, when men get breast cancer, they get breast cancer primarily of their pectoral muscle, not the mammary.
I had no idea you could milk a cat.
Oh, yeah, you can milk anything with nipples.
I have nipples, Greg. Could you milk me?
So I'm reading this story, you know, you get down to the bottom of the story, and he lists the four very potent steroids and hormones that this seriously deranged lactation specialist put him on. My wife gave birth on Thursday. We finally had a chance to come home from the hospital and sleep and actually compose myself. But for the last days, our daughter has been latching to and feeding from both of us. I'm so excited. Ladies and gentlemen, this is just straight up child sacrifice here. This is beyond abuse. What happens to that precious child when it grows up and finds out what these two monsters did to it? Heaven knows what they're doing when they're changing diapers when it was an infant. He revealed that he took estrogen and progesterone throughout his wife's pregnancy. And then took this substance called domperidone, a galactagogue commonly used around the world to produce milk and breastfeeding mothers. Now listen to this. And I'm going like, you're not producing, you are incapable, you sicko, of producing milk. In the comment, the user explained that he also started using a breast pump before the baby was born. And as soon as he started taking the domperidone, which she had shipped to him from her overseas company, he started to produce milk. No, he didn't. Right. Pumping before the domperidone definitely had effects. My breasts got slightly larger because you were abusing them. You were mutilating them. You were causing them pain, you idiot. And much more sensitive, and it had a huge effects on my mood. No, it didn't. Ladies and gentlemen, this is beyond clown world. This isn't in clown world anymore. These are living, breathing mental patients who should be locked up in institutions. Like One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. Now listen, it started out as just a few teeny pinpricks of milk per pumping session. And within a week, I was getting several drops per session. I don't know what that thing was sucking out of your male chest, you psychopath, but it wasn't milk. After that, though, the quantity started ramping up pretty quickly, and I'm currently making about a teaspoon or so before a pump feed, which is plenty to feed a newborn. No, it's not. They're going to starve the kid to death. They're going to starve this child. And then there's all the comments that the people posted under the Reddit story. This is life in 2021. Under the subheading, Joy Pullman says it won't happen, and when it does, you bigots will deserve it. These all prove that rapidly rewriting American laws to ignore sexual differences has effectively banned Christian families from equal participation in public facilities and activities. It's not just Christian families. It's any family that thinks it's imprudent to lodge their sometimes undressed daughters with an emotionally traumatized male at a summer camp or to obtain swimming lessons at a swimming pool. This all descends from the massive bait and switch inherent to the LGBTQ policy agenda. We were told it was only about extending government sanction to what consenting adults do behind closed doors. Which, by the way, it's no business what you do in what I do in my bedroom. If you're raping an 8-year-old, it kind of is. You're talking about a bait and switch. Well, I tell you the truth, I don't care. It's their business what they do behind closed doors. That's their business. Well, what if they're pretending to milk their male breasts and are taking turns with an eight-week-old? Is that okay? It's in the privacy of their bedroom. You know, I just have to say, just scanning some of the comments in the chat room right now, this show and this topic may not be for all of you, but it's the truth, and it's reality. You can choose either A, to conform your mind to the reality that this is actually happening, and it won't be very long before you're going to meet someone who does this. You're going to be put in the position, or your kids are going to bring someone to your house that's going to do this or talk about this. What are you going to do then? Are you going to turn them off? Are you going to walk away from them? You're going to, I talk to the hand. I can't take it. This has to be confronted head on. Resolutions have to be made. I'll tell you what I'm going to do. You know, I keep a bottle of Epiphany water at the ready like it's a weapon. It's super exercise water. I don't put it in my holy water font that I have by my door. I put garden variety holy water in that font. But I have bottles of Epiphany water. Ex-Mid is O'Connell. We have Epiphany salt. I tell you what you're going to do. Yeah, these are MAPs, obviously. MAPs. Anyone who raised concerns about how calling sexual activities that cannot create a family, marriage, would affect children's faith and families was smeared as a know-nothing bigot. Anyone who wanted to logically think through how legally equating men to women in the social keystone of marriage would have a domino effect on many other laws and social arrangements was also smeared as a hateful bigot, all the way up to highly intelligent and reasoned Supreme Court dissents. It is the same toxic play we've seen work ever since. Anyone with a contrary opinion or even unanswered questions is not engaged, but simply smeared.